SD2021-00214 preliminary plat and SD2021-00224 bulk land plat. Bohannon Houston, agent for MDS Investments LLC, and this is for a property located on University Boulevard Southeast between Stryker Road and University Boulevard. And I see Mr. Blaskowitz. Is there anybody else presenting with you?
I believe I'm here by myself today. I know that there are representatives from MDS, and if they do need to speak up, I would imagine they would be sworn in at that time.
Okay, thank you. Your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. My address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast.
Thank you. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
All right. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, DRB Chair and members of the board. I apologize for you guys having to review or look over the exact same submittal package that we had provided. As you can see, there weren't any updates this past Friday. And the reason was intentional, and we wanted to use this time today to kind of go through a strategy that we wanted to explore related to this effort. We've spoken with a number of the board members, and during the process of us, BHI, preparing this plat, along with the bulk land portion that's carving out the city center out of this larger tract A1. We also started to work closer with Consensus Planning and Hewitt Zollers, as they were also in the process of a bulk land plat, creating parcels, carving out of that exact same tract, A1. We decided to combine forces and utilize this DRB job number PR2021-005628. And the fact that BHI has both a bulk land platting action as well as a preliminary plat action, at this time we'd like to be able to take those parcels that Hewitt Zollers and Consensus Planning were previously going to create from a bulk land plat action and combine those with our city center plat. And if I could, I'd like to share my screen.
Yes, give me, this is Maggie, give me one moment, Mr. Blaskowitz. Mr. Blaskowitz, I just lost you in the queue here. Okay, you should be ready to share.
Again, this is Mike Blaskowitz. I assume that you all can see my screen now. Got some nods. To back up one more, the blue line, the thick blue line that you see on the screen is this tract A1. This line is indicative of a parcel that is approximately 1,900 acres. Our platting effort that we had presented 2 weeks ago was carving out the city center, the orange area that you see here, as well as granting right away and creating smaller parcels. We were applying our bulk land plat to the remnants of tract A1. Hewitt Zollers and Consensus Planning was creating a bulk land plat associated with 16 parcels in this area. 16 parcels within this area just west of the current residential subdivision. What we're anticipating doing is including those 16 parcels in our effort as a part of a bulk land plat. We would then continue to take that through this DRB process, get that recorded, and then we would come back later with the city center parcel, this orange area, for a preliminary plat action under the same application number, same DRB job number. and grant that right away, knowing that there is infrastructure required, knowing at the last hearing, we did have a number of comments related to some supplemental studies from both traffic as well as the water authority, and that we would address that at that time in order to accommodate our infrastructure list accordingly. And with that, I am open for any questions or comments.
This is Scott editing to you as a.
So Scott, hold on a sec. I don't believe you were sworn in. So if you're going to speak, let's go ahead and do that quick.
I think maybe you have.
Here, Scott, hold on a sec. So Scott, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. So give me just a minute, and you also seem to have frozen. Okay. Can you, Scott, do you want to go ahead and try to start again?
This is Mike Veloskovitz with Bohannon Houston. I think I know what Scott was alluding to. I believe I probably had the wrong exhibit in front of me, and I apologize for that.
Okay. What you have in front of you does make more sense now.
It does, and I apologize. So in front of me again, and let me just reiterate in the Reader's Digest version, the blue line was the overall tract A1. Our previous platting action had contemplated city center in the orange. We were creating right-of-ways and additional parcels with the remnant bulk land variant associated with tract A1. Hewitt Zollers, Scott Eddings, and consensus planning was taken through a bulk land plat associated with these 16 parcels. We're now going to absorb those 16 parcels into our bulk land plat. We will submit that through this DRB process, get it approved, recorded, and then once that's completed, then we will go ahead and submit our preliminary plat associated with the orange area to identify those right-of-ways as well as parcels that are necessary. Hopefully that now makes sense now that I got the right exhibit in front of me. I apologize for that. And thank you, Scott. This is Mike Blossowitz again, and with that said, if there are any questions related to how we move forward, we are, and to give you an update, you know, our surveyors are well in the mode of working to get this bulk land plat completed, and we're looking to submit that as soon as possible because that's a critical path for Mesa Del Sol. And you should be seeing that very shortly under the same DRB job number and application number associated with the bulk plan.
Okay, thank you. So I guess if the applicant has nothing further, let's go ahead and go to, are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? You can go ahead and unmute or raise your hand. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody, so let's go ahead and go through board comments. Water Authority, please.
Madam Chair, Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. So I think overall, we don't have much to say about the bulk land plat. It appears that the residential parcels, there's several that are landlocked, but there are easements provided so that they could, in theory, get to public water and public sewer routed through those easements. That's what we'll be looking for on the bulk land plat. And then we will look forward to receiving availability statement requests upon future subdivision preliminary plats within those areas. And we currently have a serviceability letter in researching for the city center that we are working on wrapping up and getting out. So that's where we're at. And if you have any questions about that, you have to answer, but overall no objections to the bulk land plat.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement, please.
Our web code enforcement had no additional comment at this time.
Okay, thank you. Parks and Recreation, please.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. So we have no objection to a bulk land plat. I think I was just trying to figure out how the trail on that is part of the Mesa Del Sol Level B plan on Mesa Del Sol Boulevard, if that is reflected in the infrastructure list, because it didn't seem to match, and if that's going to be provided with this action.
Okay. Mr. Blaskowitz, do you want to address that?
This is Mike Blaskowitz, Wilhelm Houston. Yes, Ms. Sommerfeld, we will confirm that it is based off the most recent Level B amendment and ensure that that trail system is included as necessary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 21st, 2021. We have no objection.
Okay, thank you. Transportation?
Good morning. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the bulk land platting action. We had also previous discussions that a traffic study will be required at such time that you move forward with development, and then that right-of-way dedication is acceptable at this point based on what your roadways are showing. If there's any floating easements, just make sure you note that on the plan as discussed at the last meeting. Also provide the road cross sections for any right-of-way dedication, any additional right-of-way dedication, and also address a lot of my previous comments that are still applicable with regard to the infrastructure list.
Okay, thank you. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding the preliminary plat, staff has no objections to that. Regarding the bulk land plat, I'll just note verbally, we don't have this in the comment memo, but we will need project and application numbers, utility and MAFCA signatures, and the DXF file approval email from AGIS prior to final sign off of the bulk land plat by planning. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Blaskowitz, where are we?
Oh, that's a great question. We are working as this is Mike Blaskowitz beforehand Houston. We are working as quickly as we can to try and get this plat, bulk plat specifically, buttoned up and resubmitted. I know that you guys do not have a hearing during the week of Christmas. And in order for us to be heard on the 15th, we would need to be able to provide you with the bulk land plat by this Friday.
Correct.
I do still need to get signatures from, we need to finalize the plat. We need to get signatures from city surveyor as well as the owner and notarized. And ideally we would love to be able to submit by this Friday. And be able to get that into you all. I'm gonna try for that. And then in the event that I'm not able to make that date, and so I'd like to be heard on the 15th.
Go ahead.
In the event that I can't, I would notify you and request an additional deferral until January 5th.
Okay. May I just suggest that sounds like an extremely tight deadline. And although I realize it's maybe not what your applicant would like. Deferring to the 5th gives you enough time to actually get all of that work done. And so I'm just wondering if your applicant would be amenable to taking that additional time to the 5th so that you really have time to get it done.
This is Mike Blaskowitz with Wilhelm Houston. I appreciate that comment, Maggie, and I see Scott has unmuted, and so maybe now is the time to swear him in, as I think he might want to provide a statement related to that residential. Yeah.
Mr. Eddings, if you want to go ahead and give your name and address for the record, please.
Scott Eddings, 333 Rio Rancho Boulevard, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87122. I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I don't think the ownerships would opt for a January 5th meeting. I think that their intention would be to push, and then try and make Friday.
All right, we will see what that is gonna look like. I will also tell you that the agenda for the 15th is already quite heavy.
Understood.
So we can work on this deferral to the 15th, and the only thing that I ask is that if you are approaching that resubmittal deadline on Friday, and it looks like you're not going to make it. If you can let us know as soon as possible. So do we have a motion to defer item number 4, PR 2021-005628 to the meeting of December 15th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Second?
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, second.
Vote, please.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
For Webb, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger, Transportation, I approve.
And this is Maggie Gould for Planning, I approve. So we will defer item number 4 to the meeting of December 15th.